Well, speaking of the temperatures we were just talking about, we are officially in the dog days of summer.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so wonderful. I always thought that the dog days of summer was just like a term that we use, but it is a specific period of time.
For real?
And it also has nothing to do with actual dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very surprising.
Yeah. So the dog days of summer were historically the period following the rising of the star system Sirius, known also as the Dog Star.
The Dog Star, okay.
Yeah, so that's where we get the dog days from the Dog Star.
Oh, I see, okay.
And that was connected with heat, drought, sudden thunderstorms, lethargy, fever, mad dogs, and bad luck.
Bad luck.
Yeah. But they are now taken to be the hottest, most uncomfortable part of the summer in the Northern Hemisphere.
Oh, okay.
So during the summer months, and specifically on June 23rd, Sirius is extraordinarily bright and in certain parts of the world rises and sets with the sun at that time. Hmm. The term evolved to mean the 20 days before and after. Did I say June 23rd? I meant July 23rd.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
I meant July 23rd.
Okay, so it didn't happen yet.
Yes. So from July 3rd to August 11th.
Okay.
That is the official period of time.
So we're in them
We're in them right now.
Okay.
The dog days of summer. And that it was to coincide with Sirius aligning with the sun. However, depending on where you are in the world, the astronomical dog days and the rising of Sirius do vary.
Oh, do they?
Yes. So Sirius is by far the brightest star in the night sky, which caused ancient astronomers to take note of it around the world.
Yeah.
In ancient Greece, Egypt, and Rome, it was believed that the dawn rising of Sirius in mid to late summer contributed to the extreme weather of the season.
Oh.
So they thought that the combined heat of the super bright Sirius star with the sun caused the summer sweltering temperatures.
Of course. When was this?
Sense.
Was this a few years ago?
Ancient Greece and Egypt and Rome.
So a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah. Long time ago. So when Sirius would appear in the sky just before the sun near the end of July, that marked the beginning of the very hottest days of the year.
Oh.
The Romans referred to this period as Days of the Dog Star, which was eventually translated to just Dog Days.
Oh, okay. I like it.
In Egypt, its return to the night sky became known as a precursor to the annual flooding of the Nile River, and they used the star as a watchdog.
Oh,
a watchdog.
Arf.
For that event.
I see.
So although Sirius is the brightest star in the night sky, it is 8.7 light years away from the Earth and obviously has no effect whatsoever on the planet's weather or temperature.
8.7 light years?
Yeah. It's a long ways away.
I'm going to put that into Buffalo's, 60 miles away?
During summer in the Northern Hemisphere, the tilt of the Earth causes the sun's rays to hit at a more direct angle and for a longer period of time throughout the day, that means longer, hotter days.
Okay.
So although this star continues to return to the night sky in late summer, its position continues to gradually shift relative to the sun. That's because the Earth's rotation wobbles bit. It wobbles.
Wobbles.
Meaning that Sirius does not appear in the sky at the same time of year as it did back when the ancient Greeks and Romans were seeing it.
It's got a wobbly world.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we sure do. Since the rotation will continue to wobble,
right,
that means that one day, around 10,000 years from now, Sirius will rise in the middle of winter.
Oh, no.
And so it'll be the dog days of
winter
instead of summer.
Oh, my gosh. This is because of the wobbly world?
Because of the wobbly world.
I got to fix that.
How crazy is that?
Who can we call? Who we call about a wobbly world thing? By the word, I've never thought so much about the word wobble until now. What a funny word.
Yeah.
But what a great word.
It is a good word.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Wobble.
That's right.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with the Dog Days of Summer, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Summertime by Billy Stewart.
Can we do it? 1, 2, 3.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Nope. You're better at it.
That's Billy Stewart's Summertime on Legends 1027. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the dog days of summer.
Yes, we sure were. And that's to recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. The dog days of summer are officially July 3rd to August 11th.
Dog days refers to the star Sirius.
I'm sorry.
May I?
Yes, please.
The dog days refers to the star Sirius, the dog star.
And thousands of years from now, Sirius will rise with the sun during the dog days of winter.
You even give me the words to say.
I know. You paused.
I did. Can I say something? So with this whole, you know, the star thing where you can see the dog and whatever else. Yeah. I can't see any of that stuff.
I know you can't. You know, you see the Big Dipper at least?
No.
Well, not even the Big Dipper. It's like the easiest one to see.
I can see that. You know it looks like a pan.
Do you know what you need?
Not your stupid app.
Yes,
I don't need your silly app.
You need the Star app.
I don't need your silly app.
And it'll tell you exactly what you're looking at.
I'm good.
And then you can see it.
Can I?
Yeah.
I still don't think I can. You know, it's like those, you remember back in the 90s, they had those pictures. And then you'd stare at them.
Oh, I can never do it.
I couldn't see. The stars. You can give me your silly app. You can, because people would always be like, oh, you can't see it. It's supposed to look like this. And they would show me a picture of what it was supposed to look like. And I'd be like, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I still can't see it.
I just had to like cross my eyes basically. And then it would finally show up. But
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was bad.
There was one time.
Do those exist anymore? Is that like
that was about 5 minutes.
I know.
But in 1993.
They were like books. Posters and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Couldn't do them.
Yeah,
Frustrating than being with a group of people everybody else could.
I know.
And
then eventually you're just like, yeah, yep, I see it.
Part of me was like, you're all making this up. There's nothing there. And maybe that was the case.
I
would have loved to have gotten a fake one that had nothing in it.
Yeah, right.
And just
everyone be like, wow, look at that. It's a 3D whatever.
This is one of the, you know, sometimes you're in a situation and then later you think of a conversation, you think of what you should have said, later.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 30 years later. This is what I should have done with those pictures.
Right.
Folks want to learn more about doggies this summer real quick. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Back tomorrow, 4:10 more?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sarah. Traffic, weather next on Legends.